And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? In our last presentation, we noted that each book of the Bible complements the others in a single theme centered on Jesus Christ as the solution to man's sin problem. Today, we want to concentrate on the fact that each book of the Bible complements the others in a single plan. In Genesis, we find the record of humanity's origin and initial covenant relationship with God, followed by a tragic fall into sin. But as Genesis 12 informs us, a specific family line, the Hebrew nation, was selected to provide a remedy for this disaster. Man needed to learn what sin is. Thus, the books of Exodus through Deuteronomy document the giving of the law of Moses. Through this set of ordinances, sin was defined and humanity was illuminated regarding the price of rebellion against God. The Old Testament historical books revealed mankind's inability to keep God's law system perfectly and thus underscored the need for a justifier, someone to do for man what man could not do for himself. The prophetic books of the Old Testament heralded the eventual arrival of that Savior through more than 300 prophecies that focused on the coming Messiah. In the New Testament, four gospel writers described in great detail the arrival and life's work of that justifier, Jesus Christ. The books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are carefully crafted accounts of the birth, life, death, and ultimate resurrection of the Son of God, with each one emphasizing different parts of Christ's earthly ministry in order to relate the good news of salvation to Jews and Gentiles. The book of Acts, which is a historical record instructing people on how to become Christians, explains how mankind appropriates God's saving grace. Acts also relates how the Church of Christ was established in Jerusalem and how it flourished amidst the Roman Empire. The epistles that follow the book of Acts explain how Christians are to create and maintain spiritual maturity. Finally, the book of Revelation explains how good ultimately will triumph over evil and stresses the fact that Christians will win while Satan will lose. Join us in our next program as we continue our examination of God's Word, the Bible.